Well, we are in the midst of a rebound. There's no question. The industry is rebounding, and rebounding at a fairly rapid rate. I think at a rate that has stunned just about everybody really involved in the industry. Then we rebounded back up to a point where we're close to where we were, say, several years ago. The problem is that growth for the industry pretty much died out in 2008. From 2005 to 2008, demand for the industry's rooms really stalled out. And so while we've reached back up to that level, it looks like we're going to do another repeat of that. It looks like we're going to get back to that level and stall out again, that it's just going to kind of drift along. We're very uncertain as to where it goes from here. Actually, we're probably 6 months to 8 months ahead of where we thought we would be on the demand curve side. And so the rebound has been much faster than we had ever expected. Now, I think it caught the industry by surprise, and that's why the room rates have been so sluggish in rebounding. We have still got a disaster on our hands in terms of pricing for the rooms. But overall, in terms of the overall economic level for hotels, I think we're in much better shape than we ever thought we would be at this point. I'm one of those that's fairly convinced a decrease in prices does not generate additional demand. An increase in prices does not decrease overall demand. People decide to go on trips. They factor in a lot of things, availability of time, airline pricing, I won't argue. A lot of different factors go into a decision to make a trip. Whether or not the Holiday Inn on International Drive in Orlando, Florida is $10 more or less this year than last year is not a decision-making factor in that. So I know there's marginal people that marginal stays that, you know, if it's this price, I'll go ahead and stay in a hotel. If it's this nice, if it's a little bit higher than that, I'm going to go ahead and stay at grandma's house. Family and friends, things like that. And so I won't argue that around the edges that there might be some people make a decision on staying in a hotel based on price. But as a general rule, that's not the criteria. Business travel, seldom. Oh, I'm going to make this trip now because hotel rooms are cheaper? No. So are they going to cancel a trip now because hotel rooms are a little bit more expensive? No. They make these decisions based on a wide variety of factors, and I have yet to see anything definitive to say that a lot of those decisions are based on pricing. So to us, the lower room rates that we have experienced throughout this entire downturn has given this industry one thing, and that's lower revenues. It has not spurred additional demand. It has not really pushed the industry further along of where it needs to be. I think it has literally resulted in lower revenues and lower profits and a shifting of the demand. Now, demand definitely shifts. I would not argue that at all. Between brands, between properties, between markets, you may decide that, hey, instead of going to Orlando, I'm going to go to Atlanta. Maybe go to Atlantic City. Demand definitely does get shifted around based on pricing, but I seldom think that it actually generates incremental demand or costs us incremental demand when those prices go up. Across the industry, there's been huge price compression. We've had a tremendous collapse in the very high end, pricing at the very high end coming on down, and so that has resulted in, for the luxury segment at this point, as of right now, the luxury segment of this industry is selling more rooms than ever in its history. They've never sold this many rooms at the high end of the market. The problem is the high end of the market is now defined as being something less than it was, say, a couple of years ago. So if the room rates had stayed where they were in that luxury segment, I think that probably would have hurt the demand for that group. But the rate compression, you know, now a very high-end luxury hotel finds itself competing with upscale, even mid-price properties. So, of course, the demand is going to increase dramatically for that property. It definitely results in shifting in the demand. And I think there's definitely been a shift in the demand to higher-rated properties as those higher-rated properties brought their rates down. You end up with expectations, issues with expectations, what people expect now when they go and spend X amount of dollars. We've trained the traveling public now to look for discounts, to try and get the very, you know, highest class hotel you can get for the very lowest price. We've kind of gotten away from the entire concept of selling service. It's strictly a selling price deal at this point. I don't want to get off too much on the OTAs, the online travel agents, but we have now created an entire industry whose sole purpose appears to be driving down hotel room rates, that they market themselves as providing the best rate. There are Marriott's out there trying to say we're providing the best service. You've got somebody else selling the exact same room, selling it on price. It's a nightmare of a situation. We've now turned pricing of our product over to the OTAs. We're very rapidly turning the ownership of our customers over to the OTAs. I've heard of hotels now turning marketing over to the OTAs. I mean, at which point do we just hand them the keys and say, here you go, it's your hotel? All we're left doing now is operating the building. I was talking to somebody the other day, and I likened it to a fast food operator manager. I don't want to disparage a McDonald's or a Burger King manager, but essentially pricing and a lot of what operational issues at a Burger King or a McDonald's is determined on high. All he's really got control over is the hiring and firing and staffing. And it's almost like that's where we're going as a hotel industry, that the general manager now is losing control over pricing, losing control over so many aspects of the hotel, that he's now just basically there to hire, fire, and manage the operation. All the other decisions are being made elsewhere. And that is not a trend that I think most in the industry are going to be comfortable with. I think it's incumbent upon the brands to do a better job. Clearly the growth of the OTAs is somewhat emblematic of the difficulties the brands have had in trying to adapt to the new world. We actually believed them back a few years ago when they said they had this problem resolved with their lowest rate guarantees and a variety of ways that they were going to address this. And we actually believed them. And then this downturn hit, and we found then that unfortunately they had no control over just about any parts of it, and rates proceeded to tumble at unprecedented levels, declines that we have simply never seen before. And so the industry's ability to control its own pricing, control its own rates, has to a large extent been taken out of its hands, and the brands are struggling to try and figure out a way to get it back. Hopefully, as we come out of this, we're going to be doing analysis. I know the brands are doing a lot of analysis, what went wrong. And we've got to get a handle on this thing before we go through another downturn. Like I said, we're looking at a rebound now. Pricing is still under a lot of pressure. It'll be interesting to see where we are 6 months from now. Now that we've had a fairly long time of demand improvements, how long is it going to take us to really start moving rates again? And rates have started moving back up slightly, but it's all concentrated in just a few segments. If you take New York City and say luxury hotels out of that, rates are still down pretty much across the board for most of the industry. And as long as you've got that situation going, in spite of an improvement in occupancy and an improvement in demand, and we still have pricing problems, it's going to be a long time before we work our way out of this situation. And it's going to be incumbent upon those brands to figure this thing out and try and get a handle on it. They really gets down to revenue management, the science of revenue management, and how they address this. And they want to treat it as a science. And at this point, it's a knee-jerk reaction. Anytime you find yourself in competition with another group, with another hotel trying to attract a group or trying to attract customers to your hotel, and if your first response is to lower your room rates, well, then your science of revenue management has a ways to go before it's where it needs to be. And so that's, I think, one of the biggest problems for the industry today, is just really trying to make revenue management work. And I think we're still struggling with that. The airlines have had, quote, experts at revenue management for years, and look at where it has gotten their pricing. And they are not any better at this than we are, and I think, in fact, they're probably worse at it. So it is not an easy challenge, but it's a challenge we're going to have to meet, or else we will find ourselves in the same situation the airlines are in.